1938年，一个男人在自己租来的小房间里制造出了人类历史上第一台复印机的雏形。
A man created the prototype of the first copier in the world in his rented room.
此后20年，
In the following 20 years,
他把这台机器推销给 IBM 等20多家大公司。
He promoted this machine to over 20 large companies, including IBM.
没有一家愿意要。
No one wants it.
为什么全世界都看不到它的价值？
Why can't everyone see his value?
切斯特·卡尔森1906年出生在西雅图。
Chester Carlson was born in Seattle in 1906.
父亲患有严重的结核病和脊柱关节炎。
My father has severe tuberculosis and spinal arthritis.
常年卧床。
Long-term bedridden.
母亲在他17岁时也死于结核病。
My mother died of tuberculosis when she was 17 years old.
从8岁起，
Starting from the age of 8,
卡尔森就得打工养家。
Carlson has to work to support his family.
上学前干2-3个小时，
Before school, spend 2 or 3 hours.
放学后接着干。高中的时候，
After school, when I was in high school,
他已经是家里的主要经济支柱了。
He is already the main economic pillar of the family.
即便如此，
Even so,
他还是考进了加州理工学院物理系。
He still got into the California Institute of Technology Physics Department.
1930年毕业。
Graduated in 1930.
正好赶上大萧条。
Just in time to experience the Great Depression.
他向82家公司投了简。
He submitted resumes to 82 companies.
全部被拒。
All were rejected.
最后在贝尔实验室找到一份工作。
Finally found a job at Bell Labs.
后来转到了专利部门。
Later, I transferred to the patent department.
在专利部门，
In the patent office,
他每天要复制大量文件。
He needs to copy a large number of files every day.
那时候，复制文件只有2种办法。
Back then, there were only 2 ways to copy files.
要么让打字员用复写纸重打一遍。
Either have the typist or type it.
要么用昂贵的照相复制法。
Either use expensive photocopying.
卡尔森被折磨得够呛。
Carlson was tortured.
他开始想，有没有更简单的方法。
He started to think about whether there was a simpler way.
他在纽约公共图书馆翻科学文献时，
While he was researching scientific literature in the New York Public Library,
偶然看到一篇匈牙利物理学家的论文。
I happened to come across a paper by a Hungarian physicist,
描述了一种用静电和光线复制图像的方法。
Describes a method of copying images using static electricity and light.
他决定把这个思路变成现实。
He decided to make this idea a reality.
于是每天下班后，
So every day after work,
他就在自己公寓的厨房里做实验。
He was conducting experiments in his apartment's kitchen.
在煤气灶上融化硫磺涂到新板上。
Melt sulfur on the stove and apply to the new board.
经常引发硫磺起火。
Frequently causes sulfur fires.
整栋楼弥漫着臭鸡蛋的味道。
The entire building was filled with the stench of rotten eggs.
他的妻子实在受不了了。
His wife couldn't stand it anymore.
让他把实验搬走。
Let him move the experiment.
1938年10月22日。
October 22, 1908,
在纽约皇后区租来的一间二楼房间里。
In a second floor room rented in Queens, New York.
卡尔森和他的助手。
Carson and his assistant.
一位失业的奥地利物理学家完成了历史性的实验。
An unemployed Austrian physicist completed a historic experiment.
助手。
Assistant.
用印度墨水在玻璃片上写下10-22-38 Astoria.
Write the words 10-2-2-3-8 Astoria on a piece of glass using Indian ink.
然后在一块涂有硫磺的锌板上摩擦产生静电。
Then, by rubbing the zinc plate coated with sulfur, static electricity is generated.
用强光照射，撒上石松粉。
Can't see the powder of the stone pine.
轻轻吹去多余的粉末。
Gently brush off any remaining powder.
最后把图像转印到蜡纸上，加热固定。
Finally, transfer the image to the wax paper and heat to fix.
人类历史上第一张静电复印品。
The first electrostatic copy in human history.
就这样诞生了。
That's how it was born.
卡尔森兴奋地请助手出去吃了一顿简单的午餐。
Carlson excitedly asked his assistant to go out and eat a bowl of noodles.
可这位助手并不像他那样激动。
However, this assistant was not as excited as he was.
不到一年就离开了。
Less than a year and then left.
连原本约定可以获得10%收益的协议都解除了。
Even the agreement that stipulated a 10% profit share was terminated.
接下来是漫长的推销。
Next is a long sales pitch.
从1939年到1944年。
From 1939 to 1944,
卡尔森向超过20家公司推销。
Carson promoted to over 20 companies.
他的发明。最让人唏嘘的是 IBM 的拒绝。IBM 请来的咨询公司评估说，
What is most surprising about his invention is that IBM refused to accept the evaluation report from the consulting company that IBM hired.
复印机的市场最多只有5000台。
The market for photocopiers is limited to at most 5,000 units.
不值得投入。
Not worth the investment.
你知道后来全世界有多少台复印机吗？
Do you know how many photocopiers there are in the world now?
数以亿计。卡尔森后来又找了美国海军。
Millions of people have come to Carlson, and then he found the U.S. Navy.
海军也没看到这项技术的价值。
The Navy also didn't see the value of this technology.
直到1944年，一次偶然的机会。
Until 1944, by chance.
巴特尔研究所的一位年轻工程师偶然看到了他的发明。
A young engineer at the Battle Institute accidentally saw his invention.
决定冒险支持。
Decide to support the risky venture.
最终，一家叫哈洛伊德的小公司。
Finally, a small company called Harrods.
采纳了他的技术。
Adopted his technology.
这家公司后来改了一个名字。
This company later changed its name.
施乐 Xerox
DRX
1959年
1959
第一台商用复印机施乐914问世。
The first commercially available photocopier, the Xerox 914, was unveiled.
卡尔森已经53岁了。
Carlson is already 53 years old.
从他完成第一次实验
From his first experiment,
到这一天，整整过去了。
It's been a whole day.
21年
21.
施乐914取得了惊人的成功。
Xerox 944 achieved remarkable success.
卡尔森从全世界每一张复印件中抽取版税。
Carson takes a percentage of royalties from every copy worldwide.
成了美国最富有的人之一。
Became one of the richest people in the United States.
可他做了一个让人意外的选择。
But he made an unexpected choice.
他把大部分财富都悄悄捐了出去。
He quietly donated most of his wealth.
他告诉妻子。
He told his wife.
他唯一剩下的愿望是，穷着离开这个世界。
His only remaining wish is to die.
1968年
1968,
卡尔森因心脏病去世。
Carlson died of a heart attack.
享年62岁。
Died at the age of 62.
联合国秘书长吴丹在追悼会上说。
According to the Secretary General of the United Nations, Mr. Wu Dian, at the memorial service,
他被称为静电复印术的发明者。
He is known as the inventor of the electrostatic copybook.
这固然是非凡的成就。
This is indeed a remarkable achievement.
但我更敬重他作为一个道德高尚的人。
But I respect him more as a morally upright person.
21年的坚持。
20 years of perseverance.
几十亿的财富。
Billions of wealth.
最后选择全部捐掉。
Finally, choose to donate everything.
他不是要证明自己能赚钱。
He is not trying to prove that he can make money.
他要证明的是。
He wants to prove that.
他看到的东西是对的。
He saw what was right.